Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kodaya, hallelujah, we. Hallelujah.
For this is the day that Yah has meets. And Almighty Yahweh has made all things for His pleasure. We gather in this simple building that Your name is honored, magnified, and esteemed. This Shabbat, You have granted unto Israel, Your people, elected according to Your purpose. We delight in knowing that where two or three are gathered in the name of Yahweh, by the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach, You shall also be in the midst. So we delight in the fellowship with Yahshua and the Abba, in the Ichat, the oneness of the Ruach. Let Your word be instrumental to us all. We all may hear what You speak unto Israel in this hour. It's our prayer we ask. Yahshua's name, and the bride of Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to Your name and say, my friend, may Yah speak to you as a Ruach speak to another. Shalom. You may be seated. I do Barak. That is the blessings that flow from my inward parts, and they are not of my strength, but it's according to the strength and the witness of Yahshua that dwells in me that I do acknowledge my Abba for the excellence of His might, His power, for the strength of assurance that He grants unto Israel. We must understand that Israel has and will always be a small remnant of the zirach, of the seeds that Yah birthed out of Israel. It's a small remnant. And in knowing that, then we delight in the attention that Yah shows unto His people, that He may bring His mishpat, His judgment of correction. We're in a time and a world that is so vile, wicked, sadistically controlled by the powers of hell. Unless we have the mind of Yahshua, we're not going to make it in this hour. We sense the power of the Edomites, the sons of Esau, whereby they have no birthrights unto Yah. And they are false. They have falsified themselves. They have adorned a garment, but it is not the garment of Sadiq, the righteousness of the Torah of Yahweh. They appear outwardly to be righteous, but inwardly their minds, their love is controlled by sadistic forces of hell. They have not the Ruach, Yahshua HaMashiach. And it's because they have not been gadol, nourished, my Almighty Yahweh. There is great significance in Scripture that we as a people omit, because our minds are not in love with Yahweh. Our hearts do not pant after the water, this living source of strength, Yahshua. As a deer during droughts digs within the earth to draw just the trickles of water. So this is a generation that desires not the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Prophesy things that are smooth and that are accommodating, whereby we do not have to deal with the reality of truth. Now that is what this generation wants. No one wants to be told of their actions. and the deeds that are offensive unto Yahweh. We don't want to hear that, because this is an arrogant generation that has magnified itself above Yah. And they say within their own corrupt hearts, I shall not do what He commands. I will do according to my own interpretation. And the scripture, the Ketuvah, is of no private interpretation. It must be revealed by the Ruach, the Spirit of life. And when it is revealed, it becomes a lively force in Yisrael that we can throw off and reject everything that is not birth out of the belly of Yeshua, because we know that it is totally opposed to Torah life and Torah strength. We must understand that, Yisrael. It is time out that we continue to be like children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We think that that has to do with one preaching, but it is our false perceptions that we develop by lies and by the spirit of telltelling and busybody, that our time is consumed not with the principles of Yahweh, but with the filthiness and the vile things that spew out of a defiled, wicked heart. And there's a seed in the world today that Yahweh says that they are cut off forever. There's a reason why. I'm going to speak today. An elder will certainly speak on next weekend, but I must finish the course. You must. And so I cannot begin a race without finishing the race. I must do that. It is imperative that I do. It is vitally important. So there is a birth of a seed that is birthed in the earth today, that they are cut off from Yahweh forever. Yet this wicked mindset of seductiveness tells everyone that Yah wants to save everyone, but it's not so. It is either that the book, the scroll, has been predicated or based upon fictitious fairy tales, or it is the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. There's a reason why that they are cut off. And you shall know them because of their nourishment, their gadol. It is not the nourishment of Yah. They do not bring forth the beauty of countenance and the excellence of Yeshua. That's why you have so many twisted today. You have effeminate men. You have the dyke, bull dagger like women. They don't even walk effeminate. They walk like boys and bull daggers. They have no femininity, essentials to their walk. Their character is that way. I will remind you all again, I am not here for a personality contest. You that are listening, it makes no difference whether you receive me or not. It has no bearings on what I say of your perception. None whatsoever. So it makes no difference at all. If you are an effeminate man, you carry yourself that way, whereby the rule of the Torah of Yahweh is not your guiding light, then you are a mischievous, effeminate man. You that call yourself an Isha, in your character of your beauty, you can tell much about one in the way they walk and the way they carry themselves. It is an expression of the ruling power of the Mishkara, the government of their love, their mind. And it certainly is so. For some reason we think that Yah has changed. And He is going to accommodate our situations. You are deceived. Out of one womb came two nations. Out of a womb of an Isha, of a woman, came two nations. I must preference this message by reading this. In order for you to understand the logics of this message today. And it begins in Malachiah, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, the burden of the word of Yahweh, it was a hardship. It was a bearing, pressing thing upon Yahweh. And this man, Malachiah, had to utter with preciseness, with accuracy, as to what Yah commanded him to speak, not unto the nations, but unto Israel. So the word that came out of the bosom of Yah, it was for Israel by Malachiah, the Nobi of Almighty Yahweh. And he was not one that would prostitute the word of Yah for the appeasing of a rebellious wicked people. So it carried great consequences. And the weight upon his heart, the word bared tremendous weight. But he had to speak. He says, Yahweh speaks to you. He says, I have loved you, says Yah. Yet you say to me, wherein? Where? Show me how you have loved us. Show me, as he says to Israel. Israel, as he spoke unto Yaakov the Melech, that it is the power of Yah prevailing in Israel, in the body of this clay flesh. The body of Yahshua was clay. And the word of Yah prevailed against the powers of darkness, against the onslaught of hell, against the wicked ones that had this mind to conspire against him. And he says to Yaakov, to Israel, to show you how I have loved you, to show you what I've set forth for you, to show you the magnitude and the greatness of my great Ahava. And you ask me, wherein have you loved me? And that's the mindset of this corrupt and wicked Rasha generation. We will say, where are my sins? What did I do wrong? That's the spirit of a Jezebel. When one cannot acknowledge their wickedness and their wrong. Where have you loved us, Yah? He speaks unto them. He says, was not Esau Yaakov's brother? Was he not? Were they not birthed out of the same womb? Did they not come forth by the same Isha? And their avot was the same. He said, were not they birthed out of the womb of one? Says Yah. He says, I did it go, but yet I loved Ahava. I had tender kindness and mercies towards Yaakov. And I saw nay. I detest. I hate it. I despise Esau. He said, I love Yaakov. And I hated Esau. To show my preferential treatment. Election according to my sovereign power. That I need no counsel. I need no elders. To request. Of what things that I may dispense. Of what operation I may carry forth in the earth. He said, I need not that at all. I hate it. Esau. Birth out of the same womb of the belly. But he hated. Yahweh cannot change. He says, I saw thee. I despised him. And for some reason we have imputed into our minds that Yahweh has changed. And he has not. We have interpreted the Torah, the books of the Novi, in our own interpretation of corruption and our election of those and those things that we perceive that will get preferential treatment by Yah because of us. But it's not so. He said, I loved Yaakov. He said, and I hated Esau, and because I hated him, he said, and I laid his mountain, his strength, and his heritage waste for the dragons, for the behemoths. And that is what's taking place among the Esau's today. I saw where Mr. Bush requested $700 billion for the giants and the dragon spirit of this hour. This is a vile man. He is corrupt and wicked as wicked can be. He has no tzaddik, no righteous law in him at all. Yet he will oppress in trying to find the sons of Yaakov and oppress them. But the sons of Yaakov will not be oppressed because Yah prevails. He shall always prevail. At the tune of $1 trillion, they take your sons and your daughters and your children that you birth and they put them in fetters and chains and shackle them. They may pay off the debts of the vile wicked and the rich that run the world. The only comfort I have and the only assurance is this, that Yah has it all under control. That's my satisfaction. I know that Yah has it all. If it wasn't for that, I would become despair. I would flee to the wilderness deep. But I will take my covering under the wings of Yah and the confidence of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what I will do. He said, I have made his heritage of strength, that the dragons and the unclean ones may overtake in the wilderness. He says in verse 4, whereas Edom says, we are impoverished. And Edom is impoverished. It has no nutrition. It has not been gadol. It has not been nourished. And when one is impoverished, one is impoverished, not poor. Do you understand? They are not poor, they are impoverished. They are impoverished. He says, Edom, he is impoverished. But we will return and build the desolate place. And that's what many are trying to do. They are trying to raise up their temples. But it's not the Bayit of Yah. Their places are where dragons inhabit, unclean spirits that overpower them. They have no ability to move beyond their low fetish, childlike emotions. There is no growth of maturity. There is no strength on their countenance of the nourishment of Almighty Yah, the God all of Yah. There's a reason why. Oh, I will get to the depths of it. Whether you stay with me or not, it makes no difference at all. None whatsoever. I will not appease, please, or satisfy this corrupt, damnable, wicked generation. I will please Almighty Yahweh. And if you please Yah, you will be pleased by what he speaks unto you. And so the place that they return is desolate, says Yah of hosts. They shall build. Yahweh says, I will throw down. He said, I will throw down the Esau's build. But Yahweh throws it down. They try to magnify themselves, but Yahweh throws them down. He says, you've got to build your places. You've got to build your economies. You've got to build your pride and your arrogance. But Yah says, I will throw you down. I will throw you down. I will bring you down to the gutters of hell. I will bring you down to the depths of despair. I will bring you down to the gates of desolation. You got to build, but I will bring you down. Yah's got to bring the Esau's. The Esau's are impoverished. They have no light of truth in them. An impoverished nation, there is no light, there is darkness. You can look at their expressions, it's full of darkness. They're full of unclean demonic powers. They're not the sons of Yaakov. They're not the Berach of the blessed of Yah. They're falsifiers. And they have built up this false image. But Yah says, I'm going to throw you down. They are full of pretense and falsehood. Yah says, I'm going to throw you down. They pretend to have, but they have not. They have not been nourished gadol by Yah. They have not been fattened. They have not been given the honor or the greatness of strength, the power and the might of His dabah, His word, to flow from their inward parts. And because they're impoverished, they speak of only one need and one want, and that is the fleshly driven things, the things that hate Yah, the lust of the flesh. They thrive on the wicked things and evil things and seductive things that do not promote Yahweh, do not promote the clarity of Yeshua. It promotes their wicked, vile Esau ways. The Esau shall be identified, even you that sit here. He always says, I will throw them down. Yahweh says, I will throw you down. And when Yahweh heralds one down, that is a cataclysmic mayhem that shall transpire. And they shall call them, why? The borders of wickedness, of Russia. The Esau, they border themselves with wickedness. The parameter of their minds operates in wickedness. It operates in every kind of evil doing, every kind of vile thing it is. Their minds operate that way. They border themselves. They love being around the wicked. They love sinning against Yah. They love causing offense to Yeshua. He said the borders of wickedness. That's what you call the Esau's. You can look at them. You can tell their unclean, wicked practices. Their mouths are as poison as an asp. That's why they run their damnable, wicked tongues. It's full of the asp poison. It kills. It brings no life at all. There is only one tongue. And that is the tongue that has been nourished by Yah. That has the gadol, the strength, the fitness, the greatness, the power, the nurturing of Yah. Only that tongue. And so when those tongues are bordered by wickedness that flows from a wicked Isha, they speak not the strength of Yaakov, because the word of Yah shall prevail. And Yaakov wrestle unto the break of the day. One will wrestle against their own flesh. That is why he was smoted in his hip and it became hollow. Because you will combat against your flesh continuously to break it down and to destroy every element of your flesh. And so the borders of the Esau, it is a wicked border. The minds are wicked. They're eating. But they're eating the dainties of hell. They're not eating from the tables of Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, you must clarify that. You follow me. I will clarify it. Hallelujah. It produces, the Esau produces a certain kind of a spirit. And it must be revealed among the Esau's here. And those that will hear this message. And those that think that they are Israel, they're bordered about of wickedness, and the people against whom Yah has, this people, the Esau, Yahweh has indignation against them for a while. Forever. He has indignation, his wrath, his Yahweh is against them forever. And Yahweh says, and your eyes shall see, and you shall say, Yah will be magnified from the borders of Israel. So Yah is going to be magnified from the borders of Israel. You must understand the mindset of Esau. It is a mind that magnifies itself above Yah. It is a mind that magnifies itself against the Torah of Yahweh. What the Torah says, this man of Esau in these whorehouses that we have been raised in, it exalts itself against the Torah, the mandates, the mitzvah, the statutes, the ordinances of Yahweh. But Pastor Roberts, it doesn't say that. You must understand Scripture. You must go beyond this page and see what Scripture says. So that is the strength of Esau. Esau had a birthright. And he says, to hell with it. It means nothing. By my strength, I shall ascertain and excel my kingdom above the kingdom of Yahweh. That is what the Esau mind says. It says, I know it says that, but this is my preference. I know what the book says. I know it better than you. But this is how I feel. You understand, that's the mind of the Esau, and it borders its mind with wickedness. But from the borders of Israel shall come a magnitude of praise unto Yah. And so they will seek out the Esau's. They will go and encamp themselves with those that are wicked. And they love the strength of the wicked. Because they think in their numbers they're going to build their Tower of Babel greater than the Tower of Yahshua. And so that's what they do. They seek out the borders of wickedness. And they want to be encamped about with wickedness. But from the borders of true Israel shall proceed the praises of Almighty Yahweh. And they shall be great praises. And there shall be a great shochah, a worship that flows like a pure river out of them. So Yah's indignation against Esau, it is forever. He has not changed that. And he shall not change that at all. And that's why the tare and the wheats must grow, because the Esau's, they are poisonous. They're vile and they're vicious. Their asp tongue speaks with death and venomous. That's why when you see a dog come, you must run. That's what Scripture says. I will proceed. It says in the 12th verse of the same chapter, Melechiah, Yah says, because you are careless in my instructions, you have no real sense of my direction. He says, because of that, you have profaned it. How have we profaned the house or the table of Yah? It's important to understand that, because the nourishment of Yah must come from the table. He says, but you have profaned it. That's what you have done. In that you say, the table of Yahweh is polluted. You say that the table of Yah, the meat upon the table, it is vile. It is detestable. It has no sweet savor and fragrance. It was the fragrance of Esau. And Jacob gave unto him the pottage whereby his famished ways delighted in. There's a savoring smell that we ought to cause to flow in our nostrils daily in our inward parts. That's the fragrance of Yahshua. So we say that the table of Yah is contemptible. The table of Yah is profane. It has no truth. Pastor Robert says that, and he says it to me. Well, yes, I am saying it to you. It's one thing that you that are young, you understand the parts of speech. I don't deal with that much now, but there are things that I do constantly remind myself that I was aware of when I was young. And that is what you call an intransitive verb. It is one that the object is not directed, or the attention is not given to a direct object. Am I right in that? An intransitive verb, that is what an intransitive verb is. A transitive verb is one that has a direct object. So I may speak things that it has no direct object, but you know it is for you. You understand? It's almost, if you would use the words esoterically, or Yahshua spoke in parables, he spoke in a way that he meant for only a small few to understand. That is what esoteric is. It is only meant for a small number or a small group to understand. When you speak something or do something or convey something that is esoteric, it is meant that a small number of people to understand. And so we equate that to parables that Yahshua spoke. So this Esau mind says that the table of Yahweh is polluted. It stinks. I don't like eating that kind of meat because you speak to me. I don't want to be nourished that way. And that's why you act effeminate, man. The woman, your bull, daggish, niggerish ways is vile. I don't care who you are. And the white, trashy, wicked ways that think that you have a mandate. There's only one mandate. That's the word of Yahweh. And I don't give a damn who it is. I will not capitulate to appease anyone at all when it comes to that. Let Yah remove me, but I will not capitulate one bit at all. For the word of Yah is clear. He did not give us a book for not to be understood. He gave us a book that the revelation of it will be so vivid and alive in us that we will rejoice in Yahshua all the time, because we understand the very principles of this great truth that only a small number it is revealed unto. That's why we don't love scripture. You don't love it because you are the Esau's and you cannot understand it. Hallelujah. He says, they say, the table of Yah is polluted, and listen, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, Yahshua, is contemptible. You tell me that Yahshua is worthless? You despise him? That he is vile, the meat of Yah is vile. That is not what the Hebrew Israelite says. They says, oh my friend, let us not eat the king's meat, but let us eat the meat of Yah. You understand that the table of Yah, you have said, Esau, that it is contemptible. You said the table of Yah is vile. Well, I am continuing in my tradition, my Baptist ways, my apostolic, my Pentecostal, my black ways, my white ways, my Jewish ways, my Greek ways, and we must go in the way of Sodika, of the Emet, the truth of Yah. So this is what the Esau says. The table of Yah, it is contemptible. I despise it. Oh, I don't despise what you say, preacher. Oh, you despise what I say. You despise it when Yah speaks to you. You and Esau, you hate it. You despise it when he shows you the vileness of your nature and shows you the sin of your actions and your reactions. Table of Yah is contemptible. The meat is not satisfactory. I don't like that kind of meat. I like meat that I can spew my venomous wickedness. I don't like the meat that caused me to realize the putrefiedness of putrid that is in me. Or there are things that you don't like to eat. There are you that don't like maybe to eat broccoli or beans. And there are others that love broccoli or beans. There are those that don't care for steak, but they love chicken and fish. You understand? But that's not the way it is in the word of Yah. He sets a table. He prepares a table for Israel before their enemies, in the midst of their enemies. What enemies? Well, our minds, our flesh are enemies against Yah because we despise the fleshly mind. The carnal mind cannot be subject unto the Torah of Yahweh. The mind of Esau cannot be subject unto the Torah of Yah. The mind of Esau is this mindset of subtlety, like Shaitan. It tries to rearrange what Yah says to his own satisfaction. He knows that the day that you eat of that tree, thou shalt not surely die. He knows that. And so the Esau mind says, I can leave that aside for now, and later on I can traverse or travel that way. Not so, my friend. When we hear the word of Yah, we cannot harden our left. So it caused our minds to be given into another direction or another path because we're Esau's. When I finish today, you will know the Esau's. You will know whether you're eating from the table of Yah. And you will say the table of Yah is contemptible. I don't like it. I don't like what you said. I know that was directed at me. Well, fool, I intended for it to be directed at you. I wanted you to know it. This is a childlike generation. Petty and moody. Childlike. Immature. Your little emotions are going to take you into the pit of darkness. And that's a fact. So they say that Yah's table, his word, is polluted, his meat. I don't want that. I don't want this bread, this lechem of life. Give me the dainties of Shaitan. Give me the poison of asp, that I may eat from that. Now you must understand, in this spirit that they operate in, the sons of Esau, it is one that, even in the verse 7 of the same chapter, I wanted to read that before I read verse 7. Yah says, this is what you have done, Yisrael. This is what you have done, Esau. He says, you offer polluted bread upon my altar. And Yah commands us to offer an offering of Torah, doesn't he? We sit here with our polluted, damnable minds. I don't care how you feel. The offering of praise should flow from your lips. You offer this damned, polluted offering. It's in my heart. Your heart is wicked as hell. You're an Esau. He tells us, if you have the ruach, you have a nefesh, everything that have breath, then we should praise Yah. And so this damned generation sits the Esau's. You see, many of you, if you just root out the Esau's, because they're your sons and your daughters, your husbands and your wives, and then it pours in you. And so Yah says, I will send the Melech, and he will separate. Sure he will. He said the Melech, the fighting, warring Melech of Israel, Gabriel, to stand, Michael that stands for Israel, the messengers. And so he says, I will send the Melech, and they shall weed out the tares. And that is what Yah is doing. Whether you concur with it or buy it, it makes no difference at all. The Esau's are going to be eradicated. He has indignation against the Esau's. Two came out of one womb. He loved one, and he hated the other. He has not changed. You have a daughter that come out of the son. He hates the daughter and loves the son. You got two come out, he hates them both because they're Esau's. That's why you parents, you ones that's not bringing forth children, you better gird your mind. You pray around in all your damnable folly and your stupidity. You sisters, silly as hell, I say it that way. Can nobody tell you nothing about your nutty youngins? All children act nutty. Someone say something to your nutty son or daughter, you don't have to ask someone what did they say, what did they do. It makes no difference. My grandparents never did that. My mother never did that. This damn stupid generation. Well, what does she? Makes no difference. You don't trust me to be Sadiqa? Stupid. The women today are busybodies and tattletellers and running their wicked mouths. They don't even have the fruit of Sadiqa. They don't even work with their hands. They work with their damn mouths. Yah says that a kadosh, the virtuous woman, she works with her hand. This Jezebel spirit, just like Jezebel said to that weak Ahab, that what a foolishness. You take Naboth, you take his vineyard. Well, you cannot take my vineyard. Yeshua is my fruitful one. And the fruit that I eat are on the, they have been pruned by Yah. Look, I'm not backing down, brothers and sisters. I'm not backing down one bit. I'm going to expose the sins of a people that perpetrate their sins so wickedly and they act upon them. I don't care who it is. And if you're an effeminate man, you're going to leave this place. I don't have to thrush out. You will leave. You're going to stand up and be a man. You women are going to stand up and be covered. It's your sins that cover you and your shame that you bring. Your damn wicked mouths. Because this damn world, you have the mind of Esau's and you have eaten from the tables of Esau. How do you know, preacher? I will show us how I know the ones that are eating from the table of Yah, that says the table of Yah is contemptible. And there will be a dichotomy between the ones that say this table is contemptible and those that have the fruitfulness of Yahshua. It's in the book. Hallelujah. You offer polluted bread upon my altar. If you say, wherein have we polluted you? You come before Yah with your burden of wickedness and sins. He says for us to bring no burdens into his bayit on the Shabbat. Your hands are not clean. They're full of lies and corruption. So you offer up a bread, a lechem, unto Yah that is polluted with the stench of your sins. That's what the Esau's will always do. Your hands are not clean. Your hands are filled with blood, with sin. What is sin? You transgress the Torah of Yah. You defy what the word of Yah says. You have respect unto the wicked. You call the wicked pleasant. And you speak validity against the Sadiq, the righteous of Yah. Not I. I will call the wicked, wicked. And I will barak. I will bless Yisrael. I will feed you. I will prepare a table for you by the hands of Yah. That you may eat in the midst of all of this wickedness that is taking place. They're going to oppress the people. They're going to oppress them. The spirit is already prevalent. A man labors all day, he has not even enough to feed his house. That's the truth. They're going to oppress them. Why? Because the Esau's, Yah's indignation is against the Esau. He's going to save a remnant of the seeds. You understand that? It is like when I buy 10 yards of material, I cut a small piece of a remnant of those 10 yards. You don't even know it's missing. To match up buttons and zippers when I take it out at that time. That's how I do it. And it is a remnant, a small piece of the whole, of the populace of the world. And there are 6.6 billion people upon the face of the earth. And that is just the numeric number that they apply to it. I believe it's more than that. I believe it's more than that. You say, we say that, you say, wherein have we polluted you? Yah says in this, that you say that the table of Yah is contemptible. I despise it. I have disdain for the words spoken out of the book to me. You understand, I'm going to read, I am reading from the book. And so you say the word of Yah is contemptible. You say the Torah of Yah, I despise it. Man, you says your Torah, Yahshua, you despise what he says, and you capitulate to a spirit of Esau. You have contempt for what Yahweh says. A strong man, his house is run that way. The powers of hell cannot come in and bind a strong man's house or overcharge it unless they bind the strong man. Whereas Adam was a strong man, well, how was he bound? He made him in his likeness and his image, he made him. And he has not talked to you like he talked to him. He certainly has not talked to me like he talked to him. But he talks to me from the pages of his Torah. For they are alive and they are my lively source of life. And I delight that he speaks to me constantly from the scroll. My heart can never get enough. I am not satisfied with what I got yesterday or today. I will dig more today and tonight and tomorrow. I want to find the precious gem that I know it is in every nugget of truth I receive. But there is more to that. There's a greater depth. There's a greater wisdom and understanding to the word of Yah. So we say that the table of Yahweh is contempt. Well, preacher, that is talking about a four-legged table. Ah, is it so? Is it so? I want to read this from the book of Shemoth, Exodus, chapter 24, verse 12. I want to show us the table that we say is contemptible, that we despise. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 24, verse 12, it says, and Yahweh said to Moshe, it was not a Melech, it was Yah. He says of the Moshe, he says, come up to me. I need you to visit me. I want you to rise above Israel, this contentious people, murmuring and complaining. Come up, I want to talk with you. And he told him specifically where? Into the mount. And be there, because Yahweh says, I will meet you there. And Yahweh says, I will give you tables. Tables. Luach. I will give you tables of stone. And a Torah and Mitzvah. Yahweh says, which I have chatab. I have strived, written to you with, I have written. He said, I will give you this Mitzvah, this Torah, which I have written. For what purpose? That you may teach them. He has given you this table that you may teach them. The Luach, the Luach, the Luach of Yah. I've given you this that you may teach them. I would ask you a question, my friends. When one is trying to teach the child, do you not find it much more comfortable sitting down at a table? Do you not find that it's easier to sit down at the Luach, the table? So in order for us to understand the dynamics of Yah, we must be taught from the table. We cannot say that the table of Yah that he gave unto Moshe is contemptible. And that's what we say today. That's why this religious whore, this Jezebel, she pollutes this Christian whore. I say it emphatically and loud. Christianity is a whore that pollutes. Islam is a whore. Judaism is a whore. Hinduism is a whore. They pollute. They say the Torah of Yah is contemptible. He gave him two tables. He gave him two tables. He gave him a luach. What about the word of Yah? His instructions were there to teach. To teach. When I sit down at the table of my desk, it is the word that teach me. But I need that comfortable place where I can sit. And that is what the table of Yah is. He gave him two tables. And we say that the tables of Yah, the table of Yah is contemptible. I take no delight in the Torah. I despise it. I despise the name of Yahweh. I despise his Shabbat. I don't want that. There are those that say they keep the Shabbat, and yet they don't even acknowledge the name of Yah. The tables are contemptible. I despise that. I have disdain. My job call. It is my protocol. It is my business that is first. And Yahweh is not even secondary. Come on, Yisrael. This is the mindset of the Esau. But he despised the tables, the Torah, the Mitzvah, the instructions of Yah. When they are secondary, not even positioned there. When they take the counsel of the Esau spirit that despises the birthright that one has and has been purchased by the Dam, the blood of Yeshua. Something is twisted there. Esau was twisted. He was twisted. Your love, your occult from the beginning, he despised that beastly dog. That's the mindset of an Esau. It is the Ruach. It is the spirit of a dog. It's not in the book. Well, you just don't know the book. Hallelujah. You don't know the book. He gave him two tables. We must eat from the table. He prepares for us a table. For us. Even in the midst of our enemies. That we may be gadol or nourished and strengthened. That we may be strengthened. And we cannot reject the tables that he said, Moshe, come up and you meet me. I will give you a table, tables, that from these tables you may teach, instruct, and impart unto my people what is proper, appropriate before me. This Esau man, it has no delight in the things of Yah. That's why there are you that sit here, you that listens to me. You have no flow of his energy that flow from you. Because the word of Yah is not real in you. The truth of Yah, you can perpetrate, commit every kind of vile thing it is. You can sit here with your damnable heart, wicked heart is a wicked heart. And the heart of Esau is always hardened. It is one of violence. It speaks violence. It speaks its damn stupid mind. That's what he did. Give me the portrait and I will sell you my birthright. You sell it because of your stupid mind. You think you're right. You're wrong. It's almost like someone that does the same things over and over again. And they come and say, I'm sorry. To hell with your sorrowfulness. Get out of my face. I don't want nobody in my face like that. Get away from me. Hypocrite. Your works are shallow. It's almost like someone doing something, a kid saying, Mama, I'm going to do right. And they do right for 2 weeks and think that Mama should grant them what they want. She says, I'm not going to do that, boy. Well, you said it, and you will see what will come out. That's how these stupid people are. They're stupid. These people are selfish. They're ignorant. I don't take it back. If it's you, it's you. And I'm talking to you, too. I want to show us something, what happens in the camp of the people of Yan Yeshaya, Isaiah. I want to read this quickly. It says in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. Yahweh says, Yeshaya 28, verse 7. But they have gone astray. They have turned. They have gone backwards. Through wine. Through Yahyim. They have gone astray through wine. The spirit of this world. The spirit of Mizrayim. Notice the metaphoric of this wine. It is what they drink. It is what they pour into their minds. When a man pour the word of Yah into his mind, he is a lively stone. And that's what the wine represents. It is the robustness of the spirit. It creates it. It causes robustness to flow. People get more robust. They get so robust when they hear folly, don't they? They laugh with stupidity, giggling, and they can't even smile before Yah. They can't even put an expression on their face before Yah. But let some jackass fool come their way and they will smile. Stupid fool. I don't take it back. You're negative. No, I'm dealing with truth. Hallelujah. When a fool comes, I get serious. I don't go that way. When a wise man comes, my countenance changed. I want to hear what you say, wise man. And so they have gone astray through the wine and through strong drink. Or out of the way. They have really gone out of the way through the drinking, what they drink. They don't drink from the living cup, Yeshaya, Isaiah 28, 28:7. They don't want the strong meat. They don't want the strong meat. That's why they still act like children. There are those that call themselves adults and they still act like children. And it's sad they're so immature. He said they have gone out of the way. Listen now, he said, the Kohen, the priests and the nobi. Now why have they erred? They have erred through drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They have erred. Because they drink of the sweet wine or the sweet words of those that speak unto them. Well, Pastor Roberts, I'm glad that my little daughter, I know she's a hoe, but you did let her, you baptized the baby. And so they cannot bring proper judgment. And something transpired, they try to sweep it under the rug like hell I will. Every sin is going to be hurled from the housetop. You know what the sin is. And so because the Kohen and the Nobi, because they're full of wickedness, they cannot directly deal with the sins of those that are among them. I will not operate that way. I would not care if I had a daughter. If she was a whore, I would say, get out of my face, whore. And I would talk to her that way. Pastor Robert, you don't know this man. You really don't know me. You don't know me. You really do not know me. One that turns and walk away from the Torah of Yah, the scripture tells me why she's gone that way. She's drunk. And there's nothing more filthy than a drunken Jezebel and a stupid man that is full of drunkenness. So consumed with the world, they can't even think right. And so the Nobis, they have error because of the strong drinks. They are swallowed up the wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They have gone astray in vision. They stumble. They fall in mishpatim, in judgments. They don't judge righteously. They're afraid because this one brings $200 offering. They're afraid to deal with this one, his wife or his children or his sons or his daughters. They're afraid. Because they'll be consumed with a little offering, $200, to hell with it. And so they stumble. They're afraid. In mishpatim, they're afraid. They're afraid to bring a proper mishpatim and the proper order of Yah. Because they will say, well, you know, I give this night, preacher. To hell with them. Go to hell. So they stumble. They stumble, they fall in mishpatim. Men in their home, they become so weak, they have stumbled in the right mishpatim. They don't know how to make right judgment. They can't discern. Something is wrong, man. Come on, if my wife comes to me and says something to me, I'm going to discern where her role is. And she knows that. I'm going to deal with her first. This wicked generation always think it's someone else. And their wives lie and they're full of lies. They speak lies. Yes, they will. And so the man has fallen. He has no mishpatim in him. The righteous Sadiq judgment of Yah. He cannot set the order of Yah in his house right. That's what the Torah does. That's why Yah says he's going to write the Torah. He said he's going to write. It's in the heart of Yisrael, right? Is the Torah, does the Torah deal with transgressions and sin? It sets the house in order, doesn't it? Come on. That's why Yahshua said, that's why Yochanan said, when the Ruach, when the lively power of the Torah comes, you won't even have nobody to teach you when you're wrong. You will know. And this ignorant generation doesn't even know when they're wrong. They can't even tell when they're sin because the hardness of their own Esau heart, they get so hard and they become so vile and the steam. And their walk, even their walk change then gets a little faster. Fools. He doesn't call us fools. We better read the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the same representation, Esau, is as Ephraim, same. We cannot become drunken with the stupidity of this hour. And that is what this drunkenness is. It is a stupidity. It is a dumbness. It is a dumbing down, brothers and sisters. The Norby says in verse 8 of the same chapter, he says, for all, is that plural like I read for Moshe? For all the tables are what? For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness. See, the table you eat from is full of filthiness. Does it say tables there or table? I read in Shemoth, was it table or tables? All the tables. They've taken the tables of the Torah. They've taken the Torah more than the Torah of Yahshua. They're spat upon him. They are offended by Yahshua. You don't even know what that means. Even if I ask us, what does the word offended mean? Because you're easily offended, aren't you? You are, aren't you? You don't realize the wickedness in you. I intended to preach that this morning, but Yahweh, when I got up, he caused my left to be directed here. Even though I wanted to preach that, what is the offense? We think we know, but we don't know. We think because we get upset because of what Deacon Horn says to us, we think it's him. You don't know, people. We are dumb. He says, for all the tables, he gave Moshe tables, did he not? That he had not, he had wrote. And he prepares for us a table in the midst of our enemies. He said, for all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness. So that there is no clean place. There's nothing clean. They have puked. They have spat on the Torah. They have thrown the feces on the Torah. They've filled their mouths. They've spoken against the Torah. They've spoken against the men of Yah. They've spoken against the dignities of Yah. And Yah commands us not to. They've spoken valiantly against the daughters of Tizayan and elderly sisters without any damn respect at all. And the tables are filthy. They can't even find a place to sit down. It's almost like going to the dining hall and you got cat feces and roaches. Who wants to eat from that table? I'm not going to sit down and want to dine from their filthy table. So they look for those that are the same spirit. Who will eat from a table like that? You know what will eat from a table like that? There are two things that will eat from that. A dog and a swine. A dog and a pig will eat from a filthy table. And it will eat the puke too. A dog and a pig. It will eat the rotten meat. Yes, it will. A dog and a pig. A dog and a swine. A sow will eat from that. A fat pig and a dog. So the question asked, verse 9, who shall teach knowledge? Did not Yahweh give Moshe two tables? He gave him tables, what it says. The scripture says, and I will give you tables. That's what it says in Shemoth. And so the question is asked by Yeshaya, who shall Yahweh teach knowledge? Did he teach Moshe knowledge? Sure did. That he will teach Israel. So who shall Yahweh teach knowledge? And whom shall Yahweh make to understand doctrine? He said, first of all, them that are weaned from the milk. Shaul says, I will love to feed you with meat. But you're not even able to bear it. You can't even bear any correction with your stupidity. So when if there's a great responsibility, how do you think you're going to handle that? You get perturbed because you want to go home and lay down and sleep like a log or a sluggard. I can't turn back from this. So your ruach stink. You have no pleasantry. There's nothing pleasant about you. It's a filthy house. That's just the truth. It's almost like someone going to the house is so nasty. And they say, well, come on, I know it's a little dirty, but they never lift a hand to clean it up. Never lift a hand. Well, I know it's a little dirty, but that's all right. Just move this out of the way and just come on in the house. Come on, man. Come on in the house. That's the way it is with our ruach. Well, how is that done, preacher? It's by mercy and his imat. He corrects us by his judgment. There are things that we must be aware of. And the scripture identifies them. Let me move on. He says, those that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. Any Israelite that desire, you that truly desire, to walk in the full stature of Yahshua and to grow up, you must mature from your state of boredom, because you have not even gone beyond the first principles of baptism, what born again is. You don't even understand those principles. And so that's why everything's expressed in this emotional content, because you have not the truth of Almighty Yahweh, because you despise it. You despise it. He said, their table now is filthy. They eat from, for all your tables are full of vomit and filthiness. And that's why they say the table of Yah is contemptible. And so they got all, they nourish themselves from tables full of puke, unclean things. They love to talk about unclean things. They love to sit down. They love to group and gossip and laugh. They love that. You see the dog coming, you better run. That's what they love to do. They don't want to do like the virtuous woman. Get up. Come on. They won't do like the pure man. The ach. That Yahshua is his head. That he's got a prayer life. That he loves Yah. That he teaches his house. He instructs his house. But he is so punctified, and I use that expression. He's so effeminate and mischievous. He's weak. His ways are weak. No strength. I said to Brother Allen this morning, I want us all to know this, brothers. I know, but I'll get back to my truth. This year, they don't have the blocks that they've had in the past for us. And so we're going to have to split wood. We're going to have to bust wood. And I said to Brother Allen as we were walking this morning, I said, man, when I worked, I came home all the time and worked. There were many things I would come home and do. Paint, mow grass, bill, workouts, take care of business. I always did that. Always. There was always something. I worked two jobs at a time and went to school full time. I worked two jobs and went to school full time. I worked for my brother, and he was not very compassionate. He worked me harder than he worked the other ones. Come on, baby boy, you're sitting down, get up. And you know what, can I tell you? I was willing to work harder for him than someone else, because I wanted to prove myself. Hallelujah. And I would come home, and then I would study for my tests and go to school, go to classes. I had a full load. I work, go to my second shift job or third shift job. I get up. I didn't need that many hours of sleep. This is an effeminate generation. That's what these effeminate men and women, they're feminine. Weak. The tables are full of vomit. So if you're eating from a table that's full of vomit, then you don't look healthy, do you? Physical exercise profit little, but the expression of the Shabbat guarding of piety or the desire to please Yah, it is profitable to all, not only in this life, but the life to come. You can walk all day long and trim down 15 pounds. It means nothing. You need to trim down that carnal wicked mind and shape it up. Get it right. You shut your damn wicked mouths and be quiet. Busybody in other men's affairs where you have no business being there. The scripture talks about that. I'm going to read that. So only a dog and a swine would eat from the table of vomit. He says that the table is full of what? Come on, Israel. He says full of what? So I must find something in the Torah that tells me who loves vomit. It says in Mishlei Proverbs. As one would say, come on here, people. This truth must be revealed. It says in Mishlei 26:11, a dog returns to what? His own chay, his own puke. Their tables are full of vomit. What are you saying, preacher? The dogs always go back to vomit. They always go back to wordings and speech and lies and their minds being busy at telltales. A dog will always go back. A dog will always puke up the same thing. They will always respond the same. A dog will always do that. It's almost like a man dog and his wife, as they would say in the world. It's a slang expression. Man, he dogs her. You understand that? What does that one mean? He may come and get roses today and he goes back to the same thing tomorrow. He may come and buy a candle the next day and goes back to the same thing. So that's what a dog does. He said the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, right? Am I adding word to this, or is this a sequential flow that brings revelation to Israel? These are not my words. Just see in the book. He said the table that they're eating on, the table, he said the table is full of vomit and filthiness, and there is no place cleaned. Why do they eat from a table? Why are they gadol, or nourishing themselves from that table? Because they are dogs. A dog will always go back to the vomit. So a fool returns to his folly. And a fool is one that has lack of respect. That's what it is. The matter of fact, it is Kiel. They have contempt. They lack respect and reverence for anything. They don't care who it is. I was listening to one talk yesterday from Ghana. Not Ghana, but Ghana. And he was speaking of the order of the community among the Twi and the different tribes. And he said, it's one thing that even in Ghana, he says, the elders there, they have a place that like nothing else. Not only are the things reinforced in their homes by the Avat and the Aima, he says, but the elders there, they reinforce things. And for the virtuousness of woman, because they were talking about the virtuousness, the purity of woman, of the woman, because that is a great importance of their culture, regardless to what kind of religion they practice. It is greatly important. And when the elder speaks, everyone else is quiet. It is just a protocol. It's known that when an elderly woman or an elderly man speaks, everyone, the young ones, get quiet and they hear. That's not what this whole has taught you. It's taught you to voice your opinion. Your opinion is nothing but from the table of pukery, vileness, and filthy. As a dog turns back to his vomit, you will know a fool because they do the same folly, disregard, have no respect. They go back to the same thing. Hallelujah. Pastor Roberts would not believe I would do that. Well, hell, I know you'll do it. Come on. But one develop the character of Yahshua, you will see their mind, their love, the appreciation of Yah, everything change about them. So we know that the dogs love vomit. We know that the dogs love vomit. We know that a fool loves folly. And a fool has no respect. They have contempt. Well, she said this, then fool obey it. Your stupid jackass mind. Brother, Sister Jones up there, Pastor Roberts, he is just a crude man. No educational experiences. And so his grammar is somewhat crude, arcane, because he does not possess this fluid speech to speak in a way and articulate in a way that is appeasing to the masses of the people. So you just got to understand and forgive him. Bless you, Brother Jones, Sister Jones, Brother Micah, Sister Micah La, and my young friend, Brother Alex, there in Hubbard, Ohio. Hallelujah. You see, my verbiage is strange to many, because they're used to these Baptist whores and whorehouses. I want you to understand. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, I want you to understand what I say. Hallelujah. I wish I could slow it down like some of the other brothers, like Deacon Benny and Deacon Horn, but I can't. I run just on a different gear. Same speed, but just a different gear. All right? We're running the same race. Race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but they that endure until the end. That was Evangelist Horn's, one of his favorite scriptures. See, you all don't remember those things, but I do. You understand. I remember what I've learned. You have not learned anything. You have not. Because you don't dying at the table of Yah, you think it's contemptible. So a dog always go back to the father, and a dog is represented by its folly, just like a fool. So when you see a dog, when you see a fool, you understand the spirit of Esau. It is the spirit of a dog. The spirit of a dog. The spirit of Esau is the spirit of a dog. And that's why Yah is going to rain hell down upon the Esau's. You that are Israel, he speaks to you with mercy today. To show you your corrupt ways and to show you your sin and your vile evil ways. That you may have true teshuvah. And listen to me, brothers and sisters. It's not for you to have teshuvah and do the same damn thing over again. It's like a man going and having a relationship against his wife, saying sorry, going back 6 months later. No! You stop it now! Never done! See, a fool returns back to his folly. A fool will go back and do the same thing. A fool will go back and do the same thing. That's what a fool will do all the time. That you will lose confidence in him. And then even when he start doing right, you're still skeptic. It's almost like the one hollow wolf. Hallelujah. I know wolf. Wolf! I'm just playing. Wolf! I got you. That's what a fool does. Wolf! 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 No, 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 no. No one is coming to help you. No one. So when you do the same thing repetitively, then no one has... I have no confidence in you. I really do not. None. Yah doesn't. If you lay your hands to the plow, this plow, because it's meant to plow the furrows in your heart that the seed may be sown. We heard Brother Patrick bring unto us how the importance of the light. So once he sowed the seed into us, then this light, Yahshua, shine, because that's the source of the living water. See, the light brings the water to the seed. You don't have to put no water down. You put a seed down. You put enough down. The sun will bring water to it. And that's what the sun does. That's what Yahshua does. He brings the water to the seed that is sown. Come on, Israel. That's why you can't be eating off these filthy tables. Tables of lies. Getting together in your little damn surmising group, running your wicked mouths. You ought to be praying. I guarantee you, someone says, Sister Robinson, let's go pray. You're not willing to do that. You come in here, you're not willing to cry out. Come on, hypocrites. It is the truth, Mother. That's all right. He loves the hand clap. Yah does. To Yah. Hallelujah. You see, the foolish, the idolaters and simpletons, they lack regard for the things of Yah. They lack regard. Isn't there regard in the home? You got an avat and an aimer. The young ones honor the older ones. That is so sad in this nation. And among those that say they love Yah. It is sad. It's pitiful. That's the spirit of a hoe. And that's what a hoe does. He doesn't regard an old man no more than a young man. No whatsoever. So it's always the dogs go to the vomit. And so the tables you're eating from, because you're dogs, you love the tables of vomit and filth and unclean. You don't want no clean table. See, the tables that Yah gave to Moshe, they were clean tables. These are the tables that clean your heart. But we got contempt for those tables. We got contempt. The priests and the nobles, because they have been overtaken by the strong drink, because their minds have not been given over to Yah, then they have stumbled in the mishpatim in judgment. Well, what do I do? It's right to do this. Jehu says, if one commits certain sin among you, kick him out. Throw them out. And so because I have done that, then I say, well, we got to look at this thing. We know that we all sin, but no, Yah said there are sins that the Torah teach that you kill them. You cast them out among Israel that they all might fear. Hallelujah. And that is a respect to anyone. Hallelujah. Makes no difference who it is. Hallelujah. And so when you got these effeminate, weak men that call themselves leaders, they will not judge according to Torah, but this man will. I don't care if no one stands with me. I don't care if no one stands with me. I don't care if she doesn't stand with me. Hallelujah. You're going to be judged that way. Well, totally. Yeah, that's what keeps me straight. I fear Yahweh. I don't know about you, but I fear him. And I'm going to die. I'm right on your mama's heels. We traveling this road together. But I'm going to die one day. I know that for a fact. I looked in the paper, saw a woman 63. I said, boy, they give me 10 years if I go that far. Ain't far. Hallelujah. So each day I want to redeem the time. I want to get closer to you. I don't want to get far away from you. I don't want nothing sugar-coated. You give me some kind of appeasement in my eating from this filthy table like a dog and love vomit. A dog will puke. I've seen those dogs. I had one puke. The other one will not eat it, but the other one will go back and eat it. And so that's what of one in folly, they go back to the same old wickedness. They gravitate back to the same filthy table. They love filth. They love folly. They love innuendos. They love gossip. They love tattletelling. They love talking. They love, because their mouths are full of poison. And every time they speak, they poison that one and poison the one the more that they die. And they're not even conscious of their own wickedness. So just like a dog goes back to his own vomit, one that is foolish, kesiel. Fool has no respect. They're stupid. The dillards. The dullards. That's what they are. Listen to this in Shurach 13:18. It says this. What peace? In Shurach 13:18. It says, what peace is there between a hyena and a dog? And what peace between a rich man and a poor man? A hyena and a dog, they have no peace at all. And even those, here's one, they call herself Sister So, and this is Sister So, and she's a hyena, and she's a dog, and there's no real peace with them. They raise hell, they fight. Come on. He calls himself a brother, Brother Mac, and Brother So, and Brother JM, and he's a dog, and the other one's a hyena. And no peace, no shalom. You know, one can't say anything. Well, your boy, come here, boy, let me speak. Well, what'd he do? Don't worry about what he did. I bust his ass. Ain't no peace between a hyena and a dog. They're both dullards and simpletons. I don't care if you all don't like me. And they call themselves sisters. And they live each other. Lies. They raise hell. Say something to a young woman. Well, what'd she do, honey? What do you think she did? I popped her butt. No shalom. No shalom. And they both go to the same tables. They both go back to the filthy tables like dogs and they eat. They're both carnivorous. They're both dogs. You understand? So when you find a hyena and a dog together, when you find them raising hell to each other, you know that there ain't no peace between a dog and a hyena. That proverb is true there. I don't care who looks at it. There ain't no peace. They're friend one moment, then they're raising hell. Well, you said this, and because she talks all slow, and the other one raised her voice to the tilt and raised hell. They both what the scripture says. No shalom, no peace between a hyena and a dog. So the one they're talking soft like, she's maintaining herself. You're not maintaining yourself. You're just a hyena. When the wolf comes, the hyena doesn't. When the lion comes. Hallelujah. Make it plain, preacher. And so that I can understand. I want to understand truth. I'm not going to be a preacher that stumble at mishpatim, at judgment. I will not. This is what keeps me right and straight, that I will not go astray from the ways of Yah. I don't want to do that. I need this. I'm in this thing to the end. I'm here to the end. As Brother Patrick said to me the other day, Pastor Roberts, let it be that it may be wrong, but I'm in this way to the end. I want to see what it be. And if I'm right, peradventure I'm right, then there's a great reward, isn't it? I say, I'm with you, my son. I'm in this to the end. We must understand what the book says. Only a dog go back to the unclean table and the filthy tables. That's where eat the vomit. Hallelujah. And that's scripture. That's what scripture says. Again, Proverbs, it says in Proverbs Mishli 26:17. This is the mindset of this generation. Hallelujah. 26 verse 17. It says, he that passed by, you looking at a situation, you see a situation, and meddles with rib. And that is controversy. You meddle in something that is of controversy. You don't even know. That's what you do. What you will do, it says, it belongeth not to him. You meddle in something that is not even your business. What you will do is just like what it says. It's like one taking a dog by the ear. What you do is go grab a dog and say, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Let us go. Let us go meddle with this controversy. That's what it says. Oh, I know the applications are there. It has more than a single application. There's dual and multi-dual application to that. So what? That's the first thing a dog does. Come on. What it does, it sees something because it's been eaten from filthy table. Doesn't eat from the tables of the Torah. It goes, see a controversy, it begins to meddle, it go grabs another dog. Come on, dog. Come on, dog, let's go see what they say. And you see 4, 5, 10 dogs with each other, grabbing each other, and they all dogs meddling in affairs that don't even pertain to them. That's what it says, doesn't it? Not even their business, not even their damn business has nothing to do with them. And their homes are raggedy as hell. This preacher's going to make the book plain. Hallelujah. So make it plain. See, that's what it does. That's what one does. Go get another dog. Come here, dog, David. Come here, dog, David. It's not your business. Hallelujah. It's like walking down the street, see someone doing something. You just, it's not my business. I'm gone. If the police come and ask me, you saw him? Yeah, I saw him. Who it was? It was Dave Roberts. He did it. I saw him. Sure I would. Hallelujah. So that's what a dog does. You ever see dogs play Dust and Shaka? They grab each other's ear. Pull on each other. That's what they do. That's what dogs do. So when you meddle in someone else's affairs, it's like a dog. That's what the Esau's does. See, Esau, what he did, he meddled in the affairs of Yah. You're the firstborn. He said, nah, I don't want that. The hell with that. I want some of that. I want to hear that. I want to lay down my table. I want to eat from that table. Your table, you can't. That's too many restrictions. You can't eat nothing but bread and meat. Well, you're going to eat the bounties of Yah from his table. As much. Strength and hope and promise. Come on, fruit of life. From the table of a dog is nothing but filth and vomit. Come on, cockroaches and stench. And so another dog, you grab another dog, and a dog wants to go and eat from the same table. Will you intermeddle in other affairs that don't even pertain to you? That's the spirit of a dog. That's all that is. So you go grab, it's just like grabbing a dog by his ear and say, follow me. Well, why would you grab a dog by the ear unless you want a dog to go with you? And that's what they do. They look for another dog and grab them by the ear and realize that that's a hyena. Because once you say something to that hyena, the hyena raises up with hell. And the dog does too. That's no shalom. Hallelujah. That's why the beautiful woman is a quietness. I'm telling you, sisters. Stop being busybodies running to everyone's home. You should stay in your own damn house. Stay in your own house. Keep it clean. Don't need nobody to clean your house. I say that again. You don't need nobody to clean your house. These little 2-3 room shacks around here. Come on. I can see if you're sick or something like that. You don't need nobody to clean your house. You clean your own damn house. Come on. All this time you got. Mother Horn laid up. We're going to clean the house. Mother Franz, we're going to clean. Come on. Clean your own house. Stay in your own house. Get the spirit right in your house. Get on your knees sometime and pray. Quit being a dog. Quit being a hyena. Hallelujah. See, shalom among true Israel. That's how the Esau border themselves with wickedness. So they're not going to come and say, can I lend your ear, Pastor Roberts? Come, let's talk. No, they want someone wicked. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop. And that's why we need the gadol. We need the nourishment of Yeshua. We need the true bread of life. We need the real lechem. Not from this filthy table. Someone wrote me on Wednesday, one particular letter said, Pastor Roberts, if no one else, that word was for correction, was for me. Hallelujah. So whether you're sitting here, and they weren't even here, sitting in their home, undoubtedly listening. And you hypocrites, they think that he's talking to me. Yes, I'm talking to true Israel, not you Esau's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you all hear me. Please hear me. You must, there are three things that Yah tells us to be aware of. It's in the book. And I want to show you. I don't care if it's your damn sister, your sister-in-law, your pap-in-law, your brother-in-law. But it tells us this. Philippians. Philicia. Philippians. Shaul says. Chapter 3. He tells us to beware of this. Chapter 3, verse 2. He says, beware of dogs. You think he's talking about Dusty? He's talking about those that are prostitutes, that prostitute them. That's what a dog does. That's what a dog is classified here as. They prostitute themselves with Baal. They love the table of Baal. He said, I want you to beware of dogs. Beware of dogs. Prostitute. Those in the house of Baal. Philippians 3:2. He said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers and beware of concision. Those that create lies and damnable divisions. He said, beware the dogs. And I will bust a dog's head. You let one of the dogs bite me, I will kick the head in. You let them bite one of the children, I will blow the head off. I will take that 38 and blow the dog's head off. I will. You can give this to the government, you animal society, fruitcake heads. You let him bite a child or maul a child around here. I will blow the dog's head off. I will kill it. I don't care whose dog it is. You let one come here and do that. And so I will with the dog. So he tells us to beware of dogs now. Beware of the prostitutes. They prostitute themselves from everyone. They'll prostitute themselves from you to this one, from that one to that one. That's what a dog is, a prostitute. Beware of these dogs. Why? Because the table they eat from is filthy. It is unclean. They have not eaten from the tables of the Torah. They have not eaten from the table of Yeshua. They have not eaten from the table of Moshe. They have not eaten from that. They don't eat from those tables. They eat from the tables that are filthy with filth and vomit. Who wants to eat vomit? No one! Remember the Sarah one day I was holding her and she was a little sick and all of a sudden she said, bruh! And of course I said, ah! It was just enough I catch in my hand, but even that wasn't. Come on, even a little baby like that, it doesn't smell like some of you. All of you all threw it up. I wouldn't grab that. Because she's okay. Just feel my hand up. But who wants to eat that stench? We don't equate that with the filthiness that we put in our bodies to nourish our minds or our spiritual growth. We don't equate that to that. It's just like when sitting down or drunk at the puking like a beast and you eating that up. So beware of dogs, brothers and sisters. You will see a dog coming because they think they're coming to grab a dog by the ear. Beware of the dogs now. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the dogs and evil workers. Those that have no discipline of the Torah of Yah, they are Rasha, they have disdain for the Torah. The Torah is contemptible. They will not regard Yeshua. There's no power of Yeshua in them. They're workers of evil. And when they come, everything they do is evil. They're coming to work their evil. They're coming to work fallacy and falsehood in you. To work you with corruption. And they say the root doctors, in the community I grew up in, they were root doctors. I don't know what they're called in other communities, but in the community they're root doctors. And folks will go to the root doctors to get some roots on someone. And that's what they do. They like to get root in you. They like to sow their root of vileness and lies that they have something on you and you got something on them. And so there's a pact there. There's a covenant. That's a covenant with Baal. It's not the covenant with Yah. You can't say and she can't say. But a true brother, know his brother has sinned. Come on, he wants to bring him. Let's get it right. If he sins again, he said, nah, my strength is not able for this. I need stronger brothers. This brother's committing sin. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Yeah, we cover our brother's sin, but we don't covet. To covet a sin that you mean that it's practical to do and you participate in it. Covering his sin, you know, just he sinned. All right. We know he sinned. Okay, now, brother, we're going to watch you. Come on, don't sin like that again. Come on, sister, shut your wicked mouth. That's not a sign of maturity because you talk as a sign of immaturity. That's what that is. It's a sign of your juvenileness. All loud and stupid. The scripture tells us that for daughters, for precious daughter to be quiet. Someone says something to you because you don't like what they said, the way they said it, because you think the statement is wrong. That's crazy. It's not of Yah. A dog gets loud. A shamefaced daughter of Zion, she drops her head and says, Yah, help me. Where have I sinned? This is a bold, wicked. A dog gets bold when he thinks he... It's one thing about a dog that I've always done. You learn about any dog. When he begins to grow... So the dog is always trying to establish who's the alpha, the top dog. And of course, if you get down with him, now if he's right now, he's not going to back down. And so what I would do, I would get down to the dog and just, look how bad he is. Once you see the tail begin to tuck between it, you got him. And every society is that way. There's always an alpha. You're not the alpha. And when the one tries the Alpha, he gets knocked down. Hallelujah. And so we try to try Yah. What do you mean? Yah has an order, and that's his Alpha. That's his order. His Aleph. His Aleph. Aleph. That's his order. Not your order. This order is to begin at the table. Everything begins at the tables. Everything. So it is with the wicked. They nourish themselves at the tables, don't they? Come on. You go to McDonald's table, and you go to Bojangles table, you go to Hardy's table, and you go to Bobo Back and all of that table. The same table in Bojangles is not the table in Bobo Back. And the table in Bobo Back is in not Miss Henrietta's soup place. Come on, Israel. Beware the dogs, brothers and sisters, these prostitutes. They love to prostitute themselves. They love to be in every affair that doesn't even pertain to them. Be quiet. Brothers and sisters, shut your wicked mouths. Be quiet. Be quiet. Who will have confidence in you? One that talks. Run their wicked mouths. Certainly would not want to tell you nothing. You all see these ones that are hypocritical and run their mouth. Don't say nothing to them. I'm telling you, whether you're here or out there makes no difference. I will tell them nothing that pertains to something important that I have confidence for them to maintain. Not me. The scripture says to us in Gilead, a few things I want to get to before I close, and I will get to them. Whether you're with me or not, it makes no difference. It says in Gilead, Revelation 22, you must understand, you must eat from the tables in order to get into the kingdom. Regarding the Torah is a requirement for the kingdom. Now it says in Revelation 22:15, that's why you better beware of dogs. For without are dogs and sorcerers working witchcraft. That's what they do. The words work witchcraft. Sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers hating their brothers and sisters. And idolaters and whosoever love and makes a lie. Those that make lying a way of living. Those that love to lie, they talk and they lie. Anytime you find someone that talks a lot, you're going to find a spirit of lying there. Pastor Roberts, you say you talk all the time. I've talked here almost 2 hours. But there ain't no spirit of lies here because I talk from the table. I'm eating from the tables of Yah. When you find someone that talk a lot and always knows more about others' business and they won't tell you about their affairs, you know that's a liar. They love making lies a way of life. Why they don't come to you and tell you about their affairs and what situation and their circumstance, what they're doing? Why they don't come tell you that? Why don't tell you about how sneaky they are and what they do when no one sees them? Why they don't tell you that? But yet someone else's affair, they want to penetrate that and try to find out the intricate workings of that. That's a dog, you understand? For without are dogs, for because they're prostitutes, they prostitute themselves and sell themselves for any form of information. They'll come like a sneaky dog with their tail between their legs and bow down. What happened? What would she say? Grow up. I don't care about your simple emotions. Grow up. Come on. We're acting like a little child. Even children don't act like you. That's the truth. I said yesterday, Abner, he was saying, stupid. I said, boy, who you calling stupid? I bust your butt, boy. He said, Pastor Roy, he came in. He said, Pastor Roy, I was just saying that. Eh? I said, was he calling you stupid? Yes, sir, Pastor. I said, boy, you, no, sir. I said, boy, next time I hear you, I'm going to get your hips, all right? Well, he didn't wait and go back and hold no grudge against the one that said that. They were all right. They were straight there. They were straight. All right. Yeah, they were all right. They were all right. That's why Yahshua said, a child in the midst, unless you become like one of the little ones, you're not going to enter the kingdom. You also, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, can you? There's a proverb that says you can't teach an old dog new trick. You get old lazy dog, they don't want to move at all. You get a vibrant esprit dog, that old dog, you can take, go get the fetch there. Ball, the dog, old dog, he just wallows. Sits there and lick on his paws, or just lay there all day long. See, the dog we got is getting old. Don't do nothing. What do you want to bark when the wolf comes? I need something young and tender and strong, ready to roll, ready to jump out of the cage. That's what I need. He's old, teeth breaking off, Don't even get a bark out of him. When they were young, if a cat moved out of there, you would get a bark. If a rabbit came, you got a bark. They let you know what was there. You can't get a bark out of this one now. I get a dog, Brother James. Got to get me a dog. I will train this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So without in the kingdom of dogs and murderers and whosoever love to make a lie, or those that make lying a way of life, those that love to participate in lies, innuendous hearing and repeating it, they love to make lying a way of life. They love to just lie even though they do not even understand the controversy. It's wicked. Y'all say they're not even coming to the kingdom. We think it's just a whole monger. That's what the Baptist preacher, or the cigarette smokers, or the dope dealers and all that. But y'all gives us an explicit account who is not entering into the kingdom. And when you find the spirit of Esau, they will sell anything for their own nature and their own pleasure. They will do anything to ascertain or to acquire what they think will be beneficial. Because they love filthy tables. They dog love a filthy table. They love filth. They love filthiness. That's what a dog loves. They love vomit. They love something that one has eaten and regurgitated it up and say, well, this is what they said. This is what they did with it. This one, honey, I heard this. And then someone has taken the same pill, fired another dog. This is plain here, Mother Horn. Ain't no doubt about it. And preachers on the money. We need to be nourished up in the emuna, not in your folly and your foolishness. Hallelujah. And then our countenance will be like the Hebrew Israelites. It will shine with the radiance of this knowledge of the Torah of Yah with a great delight, with a strength. We will have fiber. We will have action in our limbs and our beings that people look upon us and see a strength that is so beautiful. Sure they will. It's almost seen the strength of a beautiful woman. When I say that, not because she has what the world calls some figure, some shape, but because of her walk and her character is so pristine. It is so beautiful. And she walks in a way that is just, it mesmerizes a man. He honors her because of her chastity and her beauty. That's what he wants to see. He doesn't want to see a woman like that twisting her butt, thinking, trying to draw attention. But a beautiful daughter to Zion doesn't walk that way. She doesn't have to. She knows Yah. And a fool is always looking for attraction. So a dog will always eat vomit. You take some vomit to a dog and say, look, they eat it. Fool loves folly. They're simpletons. They're dumb. They have stupidity. They don't even know how to discern. That's why they love to eat from filthy tables. Brothers and sisters, we must be nourished up in the emunah of Yah. We must be nourished. We must be built up and made strong. And when someone eats right, you can't tell by looking at their eyes, their hair, their skin, their nails. First thing you tell about people by looking at their nails, you can tell, really, the nails gives you an example of what kind of health they're really in, really. That's just the truth. You look at one's nails, you say, okay. That's why I like to keep mine's clipping cut down low. Huh? You can tell a lot about one's health by looking at their nails. That's just the truth. Looking at their eyes. I can sit here and eat this, all right, whether you eat it or not. Hallelujah. Now, I want you, yours, listen to Yeshua again, Isaiah. Now, this Esau mind, this mind that loved Mizraim, Egypt, it is a mind that is against the Torah of Yah. And that's what the book teaches. A dog despised the Torah of Yah. It says in Yeshua, Isaiah chapter 19, verse 12, hallelujah. And it says here, it says, where are they? Where are the wise men? You see why I pray for the Nobi? Send the Nobi. Everyone thinks they're wise in their own conceit. The men that like to talk, they think they're wise, but they're not wise. So he said, where are the wise men? Where are the men of wisdom? Where are the men of ancient? He said, and let them show you now. And let them, Yada, know what Yahweh of hosts has planned for Mizraim. Do you all hear that? Now the wise men will tell you what Yah has planned for Mizraim. He says, the princess of Zoan, they have become fools. That's what they are. Yah, fools, they're simpleton. They're dumb. They have no light of truth. And the princes of Nope are become deceived. They are nor shall there beguile. And Satan shall Satan beguile Eve, did he not? Listen to me now. They have also seduced Mizraim, even they that are of the stay of the tribe thereof. Verse 19. He said, because of that, because of the acts of foolishness, this is what Yah does among that kind of people. Because they seduce each other, they lie, and the ones they perceive as the czar or the princes or the leaders, the one that they perceive that have the information or the knowledge, they're nothing but seducers and liars. He says in verse 14, Yahweh, this is why they're like this. Yahweh has moshach. He has mingled a beautiful, a what? And you can see the perverseness on them, a perverse spirit in the midst thereof. He has caused that perverse spirit thereof. And they have caused Mizraim to err in every work thereof as a drunken man staggering in what? His vomit. That's what they do. They cause one that even drunk it. Because they are perverse. There's a mingled perverse spirit in them. And they are perverse. They don't see it. It's almost like one looking in the mirror and they just can't really see what's there. Come on, you can see what's there. I looked in the mirror this morning, Mama. And of course I said, this is all I got, I'm getting older, you got this black stuff under my eyes. And so I was washing my face, and when I pull that black stuff, it goes this way. It actually is almost like an ink. It moves. Whoa, let me put it back in one pile because I want to spread it all out. Whoa, he said, I watched and I said, okay, that stuff. I said, wow. I said, that can't be. So I pushed it back. It went back. So I pulled it around this way and then pulled it down. I could almost like draw like that etch a sketch with that black stuff. I said, all right, I'll just pile you all right back in a pile and you just stay there, all right? You stay there. Hallelujah. You just stay there. And so it's like one looking in the mirror and not honest enough to say, oh, okay. That's the real deal. This is what is reflected. This is what I see. And so what they do, because they're so full of this dark spirit, they cause even those of Mizraim, that's what the spirit of Esau does. It even caused those of Mizraim, even the works that were done right, even though the mind is not on Yah, even though the works are right, because there is some guidance of Yah, even those seductive dogs will cause them to go astray. Even you, when your works look right, when you do it right, it looks right. When you allow the dogs to grab you on your ear. That's what they do. That's the spirit of Esau. It's worse than the spirit of Mizraim. You understand? The spirit of Esau is worse. He was a dog when he went. I can imagine how he ate into that food like a pig. Just with his hands and all. Like a beast he was. You know when you hear things, how you come out of my house. You don't say come to Yah's house. We don't say that, do we? That's such a wickedness. So if you see a brother, sister, you know they have fallen into sin. You that are spiritually meek, then you restore them. You get on your face, you... This hypocrite nation and you, you're part of it. You don't do that. You get on the telephone. You get with each other. You know, there's nothing more vicious than hunters than a pack of wolves. Lions are ferocious. But a wolf, I've seen clips when a wolf gets a caribou or a deer, it doesn't play. Hyenas are tough. Jackals are too, but a wolf, he's a bad boy. He tears everything with no. A lion will, once it takes it out, you know, let it rest here. The lioness, they will. But a wolf, it rips the bowels and everything, just rip everything. And this, the spirit of this Esau, the dog wolf spirit. That's what a dog, a wolf is. It's a canine, it's a carnivorous. It may scrape up a few berries, but it likes meat. Hallelujah. And so because of this, brothers and sisters, Yah has mingled a perverse spirit. And if you can't tell when someone is perverse, what? They're warped in their talk, their thinking, they're distorted. That's what this perverse spirit does. They talk like fools. And if you tell them they talk like they're crazy, they say, no, you're crazy. Someone said, you crazy, man. No, you be crazy. That's what they're... Well, I certainly would not want to follow a crazy man. He'd take you straight to the hell house and the twisted house. That's what he does. Hallelujah. And so Yah has intermingled this perverted spirit. He has this spirit. It's perverted. It's unclean. And so the actions are not clean. That's why his indignation is forever on the Esau's. Shall be ever. They sell out Yah. They sell out the table of Yah for a filthy table. They love the filthy table. They love to lap it up like a dog. They love vomit. They love it. It's amazing how they entreat the wicked. And they find out what the wicked is doing. They don't want nobody to know that. Whether they're wicked sons or their wicked daughters. Wicked, you know, their mammy, grandmammy. They don't want nobody to know that. Come on, my brother. Talk to me. Talk to me. But if they find out something on this one, they want to, you know, they get to scatter that. But they're not going to tell you about their little hoish daughter, their little wicked son, their little hoish son, or their little pervert, weak son. I will spit it out, brother. Yah says he's going to herald it from the housetop. Hallelujah. I don't have no secrets. None. His secrets are revealed unto the Tzaddik. Yah reveals his secrets out of the dark. When darkness arises, he says, now, give ear to this. Turn to Jeremiah, what he will tell us. Let me go back quickly to Jeremiah. When we have this carnal confidence in this flesh, this is what contempt is. This is what is contemptible unto Yah. That's why we say his table is contemptible. Jeremiah 48:26. It says this, Jeremiah 48:26. Yahweh says, and the reason you must understand, he's talking to Moab here, here in the scripture. But the nature of Moab is among Israel. It's just among Israel, the Moabites. He said to them, and we began to operate in this carnal mindset, it brings about this contempt to Yah, and then when that happens, there's a result. He says here in Jeremiah 48:26, he said, make you him drunk. For he magnify himself against Yahweh. And that's what we do because we find the table of Yah contemptible. We say, I'm not going to eat that. I know what he said. I know he's throwing that at me. Yah said, I'm going to throw you down, Esau. So you begin to magnify yourself against Yah. Say, I know that's what it says, but that's not how it is. Yes, that's how it is. The word corrects you. What do you think is going to correct you? It shows you your ways. You ought to bless Yah for that. Instead of letting your little penny any emotions, your tears are fraudulent anyway. You ought to be tears of repentance. I'm not buying your tears. Not one bit of them. I've seen folks cry out, Pastor, and they go back and do the same thing. Not one time, not two, not three. They do it all the time. Something is wrong there. I don't care what you say. Even a child learns. Even a child will not go back to the same old ways all the time. You listen to the story with, what's her name? Marilla and... Yeah, what's Marilla and... What's the man's name? Matthew. He was cheesy and weak, wasn't he? But I like Matthew. But even Anne says, Marilla, I'm so glad that I'm not... And she was about 17 then. You understand? She said, I'm glad that I don't act like I did. You know, when I dyed my hair. And I'm glad I don't have those silly ways no more. Marilla said, yeah, you were a little sicko. Come on, she was graduating from college when she was about 18. Come on, they were not like the kids today. So even Anne realized, even in that scenario, realized that, come on, I was silly. I was immature. Now let me grow up. I have this hatred against... what you call because he said that to me. And yet, what's his name? Gilbert. And yet, she finds him to be very attractive because he has his strength. Come on, brothers and sisters. Even she realized in a case like that that she was silly and immature in her ways. And she and didn't take many years for her to realize that, don't do that anymore. Hallelujah. I've grown up from that. Yeah. I am not that way anymore. Because she was going to be a teacher at 18 and leading people. Yeah. Come on, training children. Yeah, you that are 25, 30, 40, 35, 40, still ignorant as hell. Immature. I was 25. I was a young man. 22, I was. 23. It didn't take me long because I watched those that had qualities and character that I didn't have. But I knew it was right because I saw the results of what that produced. And I incorporated that into my life. And it works every time. It works every time. Hallelujah. He says, and then he says, make you drunken. He says, make you him drunken, for he magnify Yahshem. Make him drunk. He's magnify himself against Yahweh. That's what he does. He magnify himself against Yahweh. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit. And he also shall be in derision, defiance. Will you find those in derision that they're in defiance? Well, you said this, Sister Roberts. You said this, Pastor Roberts. And they want to get in your face and show you how defiant they are. Because they wallow in their own pilk. They wallow in their own pilk and they full of stench. And they're defiant. That's what that shikor. It is derision. They're defiance. They mock everyone. They have no regard for nothing of Yah. A dog has no regard. A dog will turn on its own master. They went on Shaka where the boy was fighting those pit bulls. And the pit bull ripped his hand and he had to kill it. He had to go to the hospital. You all heard that one. I have. Pit bull ripped him up. His dog. And because you wallow in your own puke, you're in such derision. Like Moab. So you are defiant because you wallow in your own puke. You wallow in your own puke. And you are sick. Oh. You are in defiance, you defy, you mock. Well, she said this, aren't you silly thing? And it's sad too. It's real sad. There's nothing like a beautiful, strong woman, I'm telling you. The world doesn't teach, I don't care what they say, it doesn't teach how to be a strong, beautiful woman. I don't care if you have on, if you wear the same rags every day. A man will see that and he can see the qualities from a woman that are greater than a whore that is filly fly every day. And he'll sit and watch that one. That other one, he'll say, look at that hoe. I'm just telling you the truth, but that one he'll watch. He'll watch her consistency, her pattern. He will see that. It becomes a beautiful thing for the eyes to behold. It does. There's nothing more beautiful than a true daughter of Tizion. I'm not talking about a busybody or a dog or a pig. But I'm talking about a true daughter of Tizion. So when you began to wallow in your own vomit, you began to, you stink. I don't want to be around no one that stinks like that. We'll close here in 2 Kephar, Peter, 2 Peter. Elder will speak next week. I'm looking forward to the rest, all right? May have a brother speak on Wednesday, who knows? But there is something I do want to speak Wednesday, and then Elder Wyman will speak. Always enjoy the messages. 2 Kephar Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of this world through the knowledge of the Master and Yeshua HaMashiach, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse to them than the beginning. For it had been better for them that they should have not known a Yada, the way of Sadiq of righteousness, then after they have known it, to turn from the Kadosh Mitzvot delivered to them. And it says in verse 22, but it has happened, just like Solomon said. See, when you turn away from the Torah, the truth of Yah, when you know that you have been repeatedly warned, you do the same thing over. He says, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb, Mishli, the dog is turned back to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in her mire. Did it not say that Moab has wallowed in his own vomit, his own puke? That's why you're in derision. So that's what the pig, the dog always go back to the same mire. And they become defiant. They mock. And they have no regard for nothing at all. And that is the truth. You speak the word of Yah, they get a little conviction, they get cleaned up, and they go back just like a funky pig, a dog, back to their wallah. And they, you find them in derision. They can't think and they act crazy. And they purport this stupid mannerism. And they look for a dog to grab out the ear to feed the same puke to. I don't want no puke. Hallelujah. I see, this is the Roberts. You may eat one way, but I don't want the table set that way. That's all right. You set it up right. Brothers like chicken. They work hard. I want to make sure they have chicken. I don't want no chicken with all them hormones and all them drugs in it either. Brothers like fish. I don't want that trash coming from China or something out of the ocean or the ponds around here. You understand? That trash that come from China, the chemicals, look how they're killing the babies. This damn stupid world. They still feed the baby. That titty was made for the baby's mouth, woman. Y'all knows when it needs enough milk. Y'all hear me? Doesn't eat milk all his life. You put the titty in the mouth long enough, when he's got enough for his little body, stop drinking it. He put the milk in your titty. Yeah, in your titty, your mammary gland. That's what that thing is for, to put it in the baby's mouth. And for the young man to enjoy the breast of his wife in his youth. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. The book says so. I'm not ashamed to talk like that. Put the titty in the mouth. And when the little baby get tired of drinking milk, they don't want no more milk. They start sucking on the titty. You feed them this mess and all of their little lives. And this mess come out of China. This summer lax, this damn lax kills the young'uns. Lazy cows. Y'all get upset with me, but that's all right. I ain't here that. There's one thing about a warrior. They're not here to try to make no friend in battle. I'm in battle now. I'm not trying to make no friend. I'm not worried about shaking your hands. I put the sword on us. Come on. Babies died. Hundreds of babies have died with this stuff. And you don't even know the logistics of the story. Really. What we get is what we hear in this country. You got to go outside this country to even get a semi-balance of what's taking place. They're dying by the hundreds. As a matter of fact, China's arrested all of them. They tell you that. But there are hundreds of babies drinking that mess. People using it to cook with restaurants here in America. That's why you all better stop eating that trash. You go out there and feed your bellies like pigs, all right? You better stop eating out there. I don't care if you're hungry. You ain't going to die if you don't eat. You go to the evening. Just come home and grab something. Stop eating that trash. These wicked hoes cooking for you, these punk fat men. You ain't eating that trash. I ain't going to do it. I don't care what you say. I don't care how my belly hurts. It ain't hurting that bad. Come on. It's all right to get a little hungry pains every now and then. True proverb, your dog going back to the vomit. A dog will always go look for a dog. No peace between a hyena and a dog. You watch those that you think are very close. They're tightening together. All of a sudden, the dog spirit rises in her and the hyena spirit in her. The dog spirit in him and hyena in them. No shalom. They can't even walk together. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? If you're a busybody and a gossiper, you're a liar, man. You can't walk with nobody unless you're just like them. You can't walk with me. Why don't you walk with me? Come on, man. Walk with me. Tell me why you can't walk with me. You know you can't walk with me. Because I will straighten you out. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Gilead, now read this. Hear this. Revelation 3:16. So then because you're lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Yah says you don't even have nothing in you. That you're just sitting here. You're not even cold. You're not even hot. You are just a flat out damn hypocrite. Yah says I'm going to puke you up. Hallelujah. May the blessings of Yah rest upon Israel. I'm not ashamed the way I talk, the way I preach. And I ain't changing, you know, I ain't changing nothing. I am not changing anything for you. Not one of you. My verbiage, I don't care if you don't like it. I'm not cursing. I'm using express verbs. Hallelujah. Whether they're transit or intransitive, I'm using that. I understand the seven parts of the command of the English language. I may not use it, but I do. Hallelujah. You know, Elder, I worked at IBM. It was a woman. She was an English teacher. She was an English teacher there. And she had left the profession. And she would say to me, you know, I've always tried to speak with clarity at what people could understand my words. So I've always tried to enunciate my words in a way that it's not that I'm speaking gutturally like in my throat. That's why I try to speak with clarity. And of course, she would always say, your English is so impeccable. Well, of course, I was scared of the woman because I didn't want to say anything without the context of what I knew, because I knew she would straighten me out, because she had a beautiful language. Her language was just beautiful, the way she talked. I said, woman, I got to listen. How do you say that? So there were certain, you know, phrases, the phraseology or the speech pattern that I would avoid. Because I know I'm not very sharp with my adjectives and things like that. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you know that, then you can teach others. You'd rather lay around on your lazy drop butt and do nothing, twirling your hands and twirling your thumbs. Come on. If you got a gift, then you ought to share the gift, y'all. Come on. Then no man takes the gift of y'all and then dig a hole and put the gift in the hole. Y'all says you're a wicked servant. You're wicked and slothful. Cast them into hell. You got a gift, then you share it. And my gift is not English. My gift is a pastor, though. Hallelujah. I know how to preach from the book. That gift is... No. He gave the gift unto me, not mama. They didn't pray that one down. That's what y'all did. So I know my gift. I'm not trying to be a prophet or Shulisha. I want to be a pastor. You understand? So I exercise that gift. So I work on that gift. Do you all hear me? My brother, when I work with him, he will always say, I'm the master. Wow, he's jack of all trades and the master of none. I can do a little everything. And he could do some of everything. He could do some of everything, like some of you brothers. He said, but I've never mastered one of them, but I can do it. Hallelujah. Mechanic work, I can do that. Laying tile, I can do that. Build your deck, oh, I can do that, baby boy. He could do anything. He could. But he was never the master of any. I just want to be the master of this one gift. You understand? I don't want to be a jack of all trades. That's why I'm a delegator. I'm not a micromanager. I'm a delegate. I like to delegate. You take that, you take this, you take that. It forms responsibility. You'll hate one that is despised. He despises a slothful man or woman. Come on, you want to try to always get out of work, don't want to do nothing? That's sloughing. That's a wickedness there. I'm going to continue this on Wednesday, and that'll lead it into what Elder will bring us on next Shabbat. May Yah bless you all. May the riches of Yah rest upon you all in Yahshua's mighty name. You that are listening, may barak you all. May Yah barak you all. Say the brother, Nate, of course, he just not to his daddy's level in basketball, so I don't let him play no defense on me. And so he does things in, I quote, in a dirty way. He, unquote, he wants to get close to me, but I still beat him, Brother Dale. I still got him. But he says to me yesterday, no, you're not going to go back and tell how much you beat me by, 25 to 6. I said, oh, he remember. So he was real tight on me this time. He was coming out there, you know, then he, that's all right. Hallelujah. That's the way he did me yesterday, but that's all right. I still won. Hallelujah. I tell him, I still beat him. If I played defense on him, he wouldn't get a point. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Patrick. Yabarakyo, our friends, may he bless you. My song, as we close today, may the riches of Yah fill your heart. We do hope that there was much gleaned from this simple truth to all of our friends. We shall rest this Shabbat with the great Shabbat of Yahshua as we go to the dining hall and eat at the abundance of his blessing. Yah barak you all in Yahshua's name. Shalom Yisrael. delight in all things of money. We bless you for the simplicity of the cake, the bread made today, the cake, as the old Kedoshim would call them, the flat cakes. We may eat the body, the bread of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray for those that join us. You strengthen their homes, their marriages. Heal, I pray. Bless us all here today as we journey to our homes, to the dining hall. And we may eat of the wonderful blessings you have granted unto us all. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we tell that you for all things Yah, and the blessed assurance of the hope of Yahshua we delight in all things. Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.